like expression. And the way I feel, I wanna curl up like a child.
I know you can hear me. I know you can feel me. I can't live without you. God, please make me better. I wish I wasn't the way I am.
Good morning, Medford. This is Addie on Soul Searching for the Soulless. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Free Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
So fly with your sweet honey buns. You was there when the money gone. You be there when the money comes. Off top, I can't lie, I love to get blow. Get my little sugar, I'm your little chulo. And every time we kick it, it's all to the groovy. Treat you like my sticky icky or my sweet ooey gooey.
Got me lifted, shifted, higher than the ceiling. And ooey, it's the ultimate feeling. You got me lifted.
sugar, how you get so fly?
Sugar, sugar, how you get so fly? Sugar, sugar, how you get so fly? Sugar, sugar, how you get so fly? Sugar, sugar, how you get so fly?
Now, I ain't worried about a thing, cause I just hit me a lick. I got a fat sack and a super fly chick. And it ain't nothing you could say to a player. Cause doo-wop, she fly like the planes in the air. That's right, she full grown, setting the wrong tone. I'm digging the energy and I'm loving the ozone. So fly like a dove, fly like a raven. Quick to politic with some fly conversation. In a natural mood, and I'm a natural dude. And we some natural fools, blowing out by the pool. She like my sexy cool mama, with blades on the Bavada. Rocking Doja Cabana, hydro in the Guana.
Lifted, shifted, higher than the ceiling. And ooh, it's the ultimate feeling. You got me lifted, feeling so gifted. Sugar, how you get so fly?
Sugar, sugar, how you get so fly? Sugar, sugar, how you get so fly? Sugar, sugar, how you get so fly? Sugar, sugar, how you get so fly?
You know it's better when we ride, we're bringing raw high. What we do, watching screens, getting high. Girl, you keep it so fly with your sweet honey buns. You was there when the money gone, you be there when the money come. You know it's leather when we ride, wood green and raw high. Doing what we do, watching screens, getting high. Girl, you keep it so fly with your sweet honey buns. You was there when the money gone, you be there when the money comes. For real though.
Got me lifted, shifted, higher than the ceiling. And ooh, it's the ultimate feeling. You got me lifted, feeling so gifted. Sugar, how you get so fly?
Sugar, sugar, how you get so fly? Sugar, sugar, how you get so fly? Sugar, sugar, how you get so fly? Sugar, sugar, how you get so fly?
So high like I'm a star. So high like I'm a star. So high like I'm a star. So high like I'm a star.
Good morning, Medford. This is Addie again on Soul Searching for the Soulless. And right now you're listening to me and my two guests, Eric Britt.
Good morning, Medford.
And his lovely girlfriend, Chloe.
Hi.
Do you guys want to introduce yourselves, like say a few things?
My name is Eric. I'm a sophomore. I'm 5'11", or like 5'10 and a half, but we're rounding up to 5'11". I'm around like 175 pounds. I'm from northern New Jersey. That's pretty much all there is about me. There's not really much.
Yeah,
else
you're right
going
about
on.
That.
Thanks, Addie.
Though, right?
Oh my God.
My name's Chloe. I'm a student at Northeastern studying mechanical engineering. I'm 7'4", coming in at 500 pounds. About.
Yeah, they feed them right there.
They feed them, yeah.
We had to push her through the doors to get into the studio. So Eric was going to come on and bring up a few thoughts he'd been having recently. He thought he'd share them with all of the greater Boston area.
Thank you for
Let's
making me
them.
Feel bad. So I've got a few thoughts. My first thought is not really a thought, more of a rant, but I'm kind of mad. I don't know about you guys, Medford.
But I don't know about you. It's 8 a.m. and I'm mad.
It's 8 a.m. I'm mad. Shrek is a meme. And don't get me wrong, I love Shrek. That's not why I'm mad. It's not that I don't like Shrek and I don't like the concept of it. I'm mad because I like Shrek. Let me look up some details about this. It's a cinematic masterpiece. Okay. It came out in early 2000s. I want to say 2001.
You're researching the details of Shrek right now?
2001. It's a 2001 film.
How are you like ready to argue about
with it? It had a star-studded cast. You had Eddie Murphy. You had
which one's Shrek?
You had Mike Myers. You had Cameron Diaz. Like it's
Cameron
a star.
Cameron Diaz.
It's a star.
Is she
set
Fiona?
She is Fiona. Yeah, she is Fiona.
I did not know that.
Like princess version.
Yeah, like it's so, like they're so like it's such a good like cinematic masterpiece. Amazing animation for early 2000s, 2001. Great animation. funny, real funny. Loved it as a kid. But now, whenever I say I love Shrek, it's become a meme.
People laugh right at you.
Yeah, and
they
like,
laugh right at your face. And
do.
You're like, why are you laughing? And they're like, oh, it's definitely because of Shrek.
And it hurts. I know. I walk into a room, people laugh at me, and I'm like, how did they know I was going to talk about Shrek?
Like, oh my God, it's the guy who loves Shrek.
It's the guy who loves Shrek.
No, I'm kind of hit to that. Yeah, why didn't any of the other movies become a meme?
Like Shrek 2 and 3?
Other Pixar movies. Like, there have been other ridiculous ones.
Yeah, but I think it's just like...
It's something about the actual ogre.
It's Mike Myers, like, kind of Scottish, bad Irish accent as a giant green ogre who's friends with a donkey.
That's a meme. That's
and then...
Yeah, you're right, that is.
And then the
now
donkey,
I kind of get it.
The donkey gets married to a dragon. No. They have half donkey, half dragon kids. with great lines like, get out me swamp. Like,
on top of everything, ogre is like kind of a mood. I don't like to throw the word mood around.
Honestly?
But, yeah, but like, think about it. Like, you're on your worst day, you're grumpy.
Yeah.
Some annoying donkey is trying to hang out with you, like, wants to eat waffles or whatever.
Yeah.
And you're just like, get out of my swamp.
I know the feeling.
I know. That's kind of...
She's looking directly at him.
Just gonna drink my coffee. No, I mean, I guess that's kind of a mood, but that kind of sucks. Like, you ever think about it? Shrek, like... I think we miss out. By turning it into a meme, we miss out on some kind of overtones and messages
what
at the Shrek.
When was the last time you watched it? Like, for
definitely like 10 years ago.
Okay, so maybe but, you should
yeah,
watch
I haven't
it again.
Yeah, I haven't seen it in a long time.
For a good reason.
Yeah,
I
but I'm just saying.
Probably.
Like, Shrek, hated by everybody. He hasn't done anything. Everyone just assumes he eats people.
Okay, you're also assuming that memes are something that everyone hates.
No. I'm just talking about Shrek. I'm not even talking about memes anymore.
You just think people hate Shrek.
No, like in the movie.
Oh.
In the movie, well, people hate
ogre.
Shrek.
He's also
yeah.
a jerk to like what all is... the fairy tale people. Remember he like threw some guy
because
out.
Because everybody hates him.
No, because they were looking for a place to
They had
egg.
A mob. There was a mob.
Was it
there was
the
an
chicken
angry
or
mob.
The egg?
No, that was the people.
Who
yeah,
hated
the people
who
hate
first.
Him.
No, but the fairy tale guys, he yeah. literally like threw the sheep.
That's true. Hey,
like,
nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect. We all... We all get to throw fairy tale creatures out.
How did this thought come to mind, Eric? Did something trigger this?
It's always on my mind, Daddy.
You think about it all the time.
He brings it up at least once a day.
A group of girls right down the hall from Eric did Shrek, like the full Shrek cast as one of their Halloween costumes. How did you feel about that?
Who did? Oh, right. Yeah. They did Shrek. Honestly.
Stout, the guy
Stout
who was on last week.
So good. His
one
costume
of the guys
was so
who was on
good.
Last week, he was Fiona.
It was like, I feel like he should have won the costume party. He painted his face green.
Who did win the costume party?
Chris, for Justin Bieber. Because Shrek cast couldn't win the
Chris!
The thing.
If he was on right now, yeah. He was supposed to come on. He actually was the only, I texted my friends last night and was like, does anybody want to come on to this tomorrow? He was the only one who responded. You never do, because your
okay,
phone's
because
an Android.
Because I respond to my laptop, and then I respond to messages like 2 days
and
later,
like, yeah.
And I like them all in bulk,
he's
and that's
like,
it.
Yeah, I'm bringing Eric, and I was like, yes, this is going to be so much fun.
Yeah, wait, did Chris?
Oh my gosh, no, I think Eric might be picking up the phone right now from Chris.
No, I'm calling him. He's done.
All right. Well, I'm going to fade out and play some actual music.
All right.
Hold up.
This here's a jam for all the fellas. Try to do what those ladies tell us. Get shot down cause you're overzealous. Play hard to get females get jealous. Okay, smarty, go to a party. Girls are scantily clad and showing body. A chick walks by, you wish you could sex her, but you're standing on the wall like you was Poindexter. Next day's function, high class luncheon. Food is served and you're stone cold munching. Music comes on, people start to dance, but then you ate so much you nearly split your pants. A girl starts walking, guys start gawking. Sits down next to you and starts talking. Says she wanna dance cause she likes the groove. So come on, fatso, and just bust the move. The move. You're on a mission and you're wishing someone could cure your lonely condition. Looking for love in all the wrong places. No fine girls, just ugly faces. From frustration, first inclination is to become a monk and leave the situation. But every dark tunnel has a light of hope, so don't hang yourself with a celibate rope. New movie showing, so you're going. Good catch.
care less about the five you're blowing. Theater gets dark just to start the show. Then you spot a fine woman sitting in your row. She's dressed in yellow. She says, hello, come sit next to me, you fine fellow. You run over there without a second to lose. And what comes next? Hey, bust a move. So they can seem witty. Tell a funny joke just to get some play. Then you try to make a move and she says no way. Girls are faking, goodness saking. They want a man who brings home the bacon. Got no money and you got no car, then you got no woman. And there you are. Some girls are sadistic, materialistic. Looking for a man makes them opportunistic. The lion on the beach perpetrating a tan so that a brother with money can be their man. So on the beach you're strolling, real high rolling. Everything you have is yours and not stolen. A girl runs up with something to prove. So don't just stand there and bust a move. Down for me, fellas. Has a brother Larry. In 5 days from now he's gonna marry. He's hoping you can make it there if you can, cause in the ceremony you'll be the best man. You say neato, check your libido, and roll to the church in your new tuxedo. The bride walks down just to start the wedding, and there's one more girl you won't be getting. So you start thinking, then you start blinking. A bridemaid looks and thinks that you're winking. She thinks you're kinda cute, so she winks back. And now you're feeling really firm, cause the girl is stacked. Reception's jumping, bass is pumping. Look at the girl and your heart starts thumping. Says she wanna dance to a different group. Now you don't want to do G, bust the move.
All right, that was Katy Perry with One of the Boys. I'm bringing us back on because I wanted to bring this up with Eric and Chloe. I was thinking about this the other day. So I'm on this really weird sleep schedule right now. I keep staying up super late for no reason. Like, it's not even that I have work. I don't want to be doing work. I'd much rather be asleep, but I can't fall asleep until like 3 a.m. But I have 8 a.m. every single day. So I barely sleep anymore. And if I do, it's for like 16 hours at a time. We're not going to get into that really. It's really unhealthy. But the other night I was up at like 3 a.m. And I swear I've never, ever bought into ghosts in my life. Like, I've never believed it. I've never been scared of that kind of thing. There was this enormously loud, like, thumping sound really close to my room, maybe like right outside of my room. And I could not pin down what else it would be if it wasn't a ghost. And I was going to ask Eric and Chloe, what do you think? Ghosts, real or not real?
Absolutely real.
Yeah, definitely real. I'm terrified of them. I am terrified of ghosts.
All right, guys, elaborate.
I've literally, like, there's been, like, 2 times in my life where I've had no other explanation. The first time was literally last night. I was in my room with my 2 roommates jamming to Taylor Swift, and we closed the door because one of our friends was, like, also there, and we didn't want to bother her. And all of a sudden, the door, like, just opened on its own. And I got it on film on Snapchat, and we literally started crying.
And it wasn't the wind?
It was inside. Like, we were in, like, all the windows are closed because it's, like, negative 20 degrees.
Wow.
And we were going Boston. And,
creepy.
Like, we thought it was our other friend Cam, so we, like, started screaming Cam, but Cam was in the bathroom. And so, like, I could not fall asleep
last night. Yeah, that's terrifying. That's actually terrifying.
Okay, Eric, do you have anything?
Not really. I mean, the only experience I had, which I think was back in high school, I used to have a real bad habit of, like, not falling asleep in my bed. Like, I just, I don't know, like, for some reason.
I'm still haunted by high school.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that's true, that's true.
The ghost of my former self.
That's honestly the most terrifying thing.
I look in the mirror and she looks back and I'm just so disappointed. That's
like, yeah, but, like, I had a real bad habit of, like, just, like, falling asleep, like, watching TV, like, not in my like nowhere near my bed, so I'd be watching TV until like 3 a.m. or so.
That just sounds like a laziness problem.
What's up?
I looked it up once. 3 o'clock is like the witching hour.
Really?
Supposed to have some like creepy.
That's
like,
okay. That's
absurd.
What it was.
It's oh my god, that's terrifying.
There's like a ghost in Lewis.
Really? That's absurd. Like, when I like what happened to me was like, I think it was like you guys know about like sleep paralysis and stuff like that.
Oh, I hate that stuff.
So yeah, it's like it's just that like when you're falling asleep,
you can't move.
Yeah. Like similar
that's
to like
happened to me.
When you're in REM cycle, when you can't move, it's similar to that, but like you're awake, so your body can't move, but your mind is in REM sleep, so it's like thinking about a lot of stuff. And a lot of times you have hallucinations of like nightmares pretty much. But your eyes are open and you know you're awake and you see hallucinations and you can't move. And it's terrifying. It is terrifying.
Wait, that explains every haunting story though.
Like, it's so scary.
Not the ones when like you're like actually up. Like it was 8
o'clock. When you're up and you see the door.
That's
like,
kinda weird.
Move,
that's really
different.
Weird.
But most haunting stories are like when someone's in bed and they see a figure. Or
yeah,
they feel a presence and they can't move. They're like frozen.
Yeah, that's what happened to me. Like I from what I remember, I was like falling asleep and then I thought I saw this like shadow figure walking towards me. And honestly, thinking about that, I'm getting chills right now. It was so scary. And then I went to bed and that was kind of terrifying. It was just like a shadow figure. I don't know, something like that. And I could have been like, it was just like a quick, like something I remembered like after the fact. Because I was like falling in and out of sleep, but yeah, that's pretty much it. And
that's
I
awful.
Am terrified of ghosts because I used to watch my friends all love scary stuff when I was a kid, and I watched it with them, and it was terrifying. Not a big ghost person.
I'm a huge ghost movie, TV
I
show
love
person.
Horror shows, horror films.
We were actually just talking about the fact that we used to watch A Haunting. What was it? Was it on Discovery Channel?
Yeah, it was.
That was maybe one of the best sources for like
Netflix,
good haunted material.
Yeah, Netflix had a reboot called The Haunted, which is also super good.
Is that the show that's new
like,
right
they,
now?
Like, sit down,
really?
With people, and like it's kind of like an intervention, like of the like the person who's like being haunted, telling them like, look, this is what's happened to me, like this is why I'm being so weird. Like,
whoa,
it's really interesting.
That's really interesting.
Like a happy ending. Yeah.
So it's about the haunted. Those are haunted.
Yeah.
Those who are haunted.
I won't give spoiler alerts, but like.
Okay, I'll have to get into that. Yeah. Some of the Netflix shows have been a little meh recently.
I feel like they're just coming out.
The Sabrina show.
I liked it.
Really? Okay, so the girl is the daughter from Mad Men.
Yeah.
And I loved her in that. Like, Mad Men's got to be one of my favorite shows of all time. But I think she's annoying. Like, I don't know what it is. I just think she's annoying. Well, and I have a hard time liking her.
She's supposed to be, like, 16 years old, though, right?
Yeah, but 16-year-olds can still be annoying.
Yeah,
well, I know you're supposed to excuse them because they're a teenager or whatever. But, like, but I am too.
I am too.
So what makes a good horror show? Like, from anywhere from like jump scares to like Black Mirror. Like, what makes a good horror thing?
Absolutely not jump scares. No. Yeah. Jump scares are great for movies.
Like, when you don't know what's going on until like, have you seen
until the very end? Yeah,
what's the new one that came out about? Shoot, it's like the mom and the family. Oh my gosh.
I know what you're talking about. I think. Yeah, yeah.
Thinking
Hereditary.
You mean
Hereditary?
Us?
Yeah.
Hereditary. What's that? I've never heard of that.
I've never seen
really
it, but
creepy movie. It's not like there's not a lot of jump scares, but it's just so suspenseful the whole time, and it's like it's trippy with your mind, you know. Like,
wow.
That was not English, but.
No, like, I know what you mean.
You think you know what's going on, and then it just takes a turn that you weren't expecting. And I'm usually good with that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Like, oh, they're trying to make us think this way, but blah, blah, blah. But no, this one just totally.
That's becoming a trend, though, with a lot of, like, the better new shows. Is mm-hmm. I've always feel like I can jump to the right conclusions anyways, like a lot of cliches
I love
or whatever.
When I get, like.
When I'm wrong. Yeah. This is like a thing new shows are doing really well. Is they, like. They twist your mind. Like, they make you fall in love with someone, and then you figure out that they're evil. Like, American Horror Story.
Did you see the new?
I have not watched the new season.
Okay.
But I'm just, like, going to use season one for reference. Like, more people have seen that season than any of the other ones. Tate, who's, like, the token, cute, sweet, like, loving boyfriend or whatever, turns out to not only be dead, who's a ghost in the, oh my gosh, I'm already giving away.
Spoiler alert.
It's been like 5 years.
Okay, no, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't even say the important part. You fall madly in love with him because he is the stereotype of like the boy you fall in love with.
Like the sweet, like he's, humble.
I don't
like,
even know what you would characterize him as. Yeah, it's
yeah,
like
I know what you, I know what you're,
boy's boy.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. I know.
He's a boyish boy. And
if you can't see him winking off screen,
yeah,
so.
And he turns out to be completely evil, like unredeemingly
awful.
Evil in the end, and you have already like fallen madly in love with him. So it like makes you like kind of question yourself. Like she has to decide whether or not she's gonna stay with him
after
she learns this new thing about him.
The new season, actually.
He comes back
in the new season. And
okay, I'm watching it for sure.
It's like a brief cameo. But it makes you question everything about that season, which is, like, the fact that American Horror Story can, like, weave in...
Oh, I know.
The others. Like, they combine...
They do it a lot. They do it a lot. They make, like, allusions to the other seasons.
Like, Murder House and Coven.
Yep.
And it's... Awesome.
Yep, they did. Yeah. I knew
for,
that
like,
much.
The other seasons that were like.
Yeah, Circus was awful.
I hate clowns, and that just made me hate clowns.
I just didn't also think that it was a great plot.
Oh, yeah. I only watched it to like stay in the gossip.
Yeah, exactly. To stay like
as a following.
Okay, we actually have to read one of our PSAs right now. Do you guys want to sort through that book and pick something out? Why?
Yeah.
I'm gonna fade you out and play
something
else.
I got alternative scouting out. Okay?
Yeah, go for it. Okay, Chloe's reading our PSA. This is public service.
So alternative scouting PSA. Batem Howell Service Association is an alternative national scouting organization that is looking to expand its New England region. The BPSA's traditional scouting program focuses on learning outdoor skills and community service. If you're interested in learning more about this coeducational inclusive program, more information and resources about joining, starting a new group in your area can be found at www.bpsa-us.org or by calling 636-542-8855.
All right, thank you, Chloe. I'm going to fade us out and play one of my favorite songs. This is Justin Timberlake. Justin Timberlake.
This is Justine.
He's a friend of mine.
Yes, yes, I am.
And he goes by the name Justin.
Whoa.
All the way from Memphis, Tennessee. And he got something special for y'all tonight. He gonna sing a song for y'all about this girl.
Come here, right here.
Yeah. Come on.
On that sunny day, didn't know I'd meet such a beautiful girl walking down the street. Seen those bright brown eyes with tears coming down.
So he said to himself,
she deserves a crown. But where is it now? Mama, listen.
Senorita, I feel for you. You deal with things that you don't have to. Slow it down. If we carry on this way, this thing might leave the ground. How would you like to fly? That summer queen should ride.
But you still deserve the crown. Well, hasn't it been found? Mama, listen.
Anymore. I'm gonna sing something, and I want the guys to sing with me. They go, it feels like something's heating up. Can I leave with you? Right. And then the ladies go, I don't know what I'm thinking about. Really leaving with you. Guys sing,
it feels like something's heating up. Can I leave with you?
And ladies,
I don't know what I'm thinking about. Really leaving with you.
Feels good, don't it? Come on.
It feels like something's heating up.
Come on.
Can I leave with you?
Yeah.
One more
guys.
Time.
It feels like something's heating up.
Message written in the east. Seen
right, guys, we're back on. I was just talking to Eric and Chloe about the fact that my mom is maybe making a dog Instagram, question mark? So my dog, I'll just describe him for you because he's literally the best dog. I've had other dogs. He's objectively better than them and objectively better.
Wow.
I know. This is the soulless segment of the soul searching for soulless show.
I hate other dogs.
I say one thing every show that genuinely would make people think that I have no feelings.
I mean, you have to, like, now and then.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, oh my gosh, the segment last week was Griffin doing Tinder for Tender Hearts.
Oh my God, what is that?
He did. We're going on a tangent right now, but yes. So he made up hypothetical Tinder profiles, and we'd have to decide if we were going to swipe right or swipe left. They were so funny.
That's actually pretty good.
No, it was really good. I was kind of like, Griffin. Yeah. And then his first one was something like favorite food, kosher hot dog. And we were just like, whoa.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Swipe right
every day.
But yeah, so my mom is thinking of making a dog Instagram. My dog is a part corgi, part terrier, we think. We know he's half corgi. The other half is probably terrier. Mm-hmm. He is a genius, first
really?
Of all.
Really? How
a,
so?
A genius. So he can recognize himself in a mirror.
Okay.
Which is apparently a rare thing for dogs.
Dolphins. Wait, can do that.
Can they do that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, you ever see Big Mouth, Addy?
Yes.
Like with Jay's dog?
Yeah.
His pit bull featuring Ludacris?
Yeah.
Fat.
Yep. Same deal. Same exact thing.
Yeah.
Same thing. I don't think my dog's saying that though. Except sometimes when my
your dog's on the elliptical,
no, sometimes,
like working out. Like,
sometimes when my dog gets a little bit chubbier, it's because his legs are so short. Yeah. He has to start running more because his tummy starts to hit the floor.
Oh,
no. It's so cute. Okay, whatever.
We've all been there. It's fine. I never really brought him.
You've been there.
And
our
tummy hits the floor. Yeah.
I am there. When you're
all right. I forgot you're 500 pounds.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, so my dog, he also, my dad has this crazy story. My dad takes him to the beach in Martha's Vineyard, like, a few weeks ago, and my dog, they were playing fetch, and every time my dog would, like, bring him the ball, it'd be covered in sand. It was disgusting. Mm-hmm. Like, he was getting wet or whatever, and my dad would wash it off in the water, and then he'd throw it again. And my dog, after a couple rounds of this, picked up on not only the fact that it was a pattern that my dad was doing it every time, but he also understood why. That's what I think is significant.
That's
about
crazy.
This. Not the pattern recognition, but just that he knew that he could do it himself. So he started washing it off before he brought it back
to
my dad.
I can't even look at me straight.
That's absurd.
I wish.
I know, it's nuts. My dog is awesome. My dog is, I love him so much.
My
He's
dog,
so affectionate.
She runs into, like, telephone poles. It's like,
my dog got stuck under an armoire.
That's absurd.
He ran to, like, get a ball, but then he forgot that, like, hips are, like, wide. And he got stuck.
No way.
That's absurd, though, Addy, that your dog is that smart to, like,
it's got to be the corgi side of him, right?
Maybe. Are corgis smart?
Corgis are smart.
Really?
Corgis are smart and affectionate. That's why people love corgis.
Well, that's cute. That's
yeah, the queen made a good choice.
Yeah. Good job, queen.
But yeah, no. So my mom was saying she was thinking of making a dog Instagram, which seems outrageous to me, given that my mom's own Instagram makes no sense. She once put, after my high school graduation, she posted an up close picture of my face alone.
Okay, that's
she
all.
Wasn't in it. She wasn't in it, and none of the rest of my family was in it. And the caption was just something like, Addie graduated. So proud of her.
Yeah.
It was so weird.
Didn't think she'd do it.
And I saw it on my feed, and I texted her. I was like, take that down. That's so embarrassing.
But that's what parents are supposed to do, aren't
parents
they?
Parents are supposed to do that, right?
They're supposed to post.
But imagine,
like,
her with a dog
the worst
Instagram.
Photos of you, but, like, out of love.
Well,
that'd be.
I feel like if it's a dog Instagram, I might be saying this from experience.
Yeah.
You know a lot about dog Instagrams?
My mom already made one.
Oh, my gosh.
Underscore Murphy Moments advertising. There you go.
Wait. What is it called?
It's called Underscore Murphy Moments.
Underscore Murphy Moments.
My dog's name is Murphy.
I put that together.
An adorable 12-pound fluffy King Charles Cavalier and dumb as bricks, has, like, two cross eyes, but...
So the moments are usually just kind of, like, dumb moments. Like, what are his moments?
Because he gets dressed up, doesn't he? Like,
my mom will dress him up. I'm so sorry, Murph. I feel like that's, like, animal cruelty, but we can't stop her. We have tried.
Okay, this dog just looks like his moments are, like, kind of, like, sad.
Well, he looks sad all the time. I swear he's happy.
Yeah.
He loves us so much. But,
His eyes are huge.
Yeah. Wait, I'll show you.
Oh, yeah, his eyes, like, bulge out of his head.
We think he was the runt of the litter because he's the smallest of his, like, brothers and sisters.
And his eyes really do cross, like, so cute, different directions.
Ridiculously huge. And he also has, like, a different coat than the rest of his, like, siblings.
Yeah.
Like, he's fluffy and the other ones are, like, sleek. So, like, he just has, like, a lot of problems, probably, but, like, it's fine. Like,
he's chugging along.
Anyway, okay. So my mom, like, she's better on this Instagram than her own Instagram, and she has, like, an actual following of, like, other dogs.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Wow.
That's
so crazy.
And, like, she doesn't follow them back.
So the dog Instagrams follow each other?
Yeah, there's, like, a
whole, I don't know, like, I didn't, this is, like, a world.
Whole inner network of, yeah, like, just dog Instagrams, and, like, a lot of, like, Japanese people do it really well.
Really?
Yeah, if I've
is that like up, a, that's interesting.
I think it's like
a, know, cultural thing,
like very into like very cutesy stuff and like,
oh,
so they'll like just brand
that,
you know?
Makes perfect sense. Yeah. Eric, yeah. What do you think of dog Instagrams?
I don't know, it's gonna, like, I don't know, like, I think it's kind of weird, like, they're adorable first. But sometimes, like,
dog Instagram is unnatural.
No, it's like they're so cute and I love them. The only thing I think though is like once you start getting into that like trench of like Instagram where you like click on a video and then like you click keep clicking on photos and like you start like stalking, like, and doing that stuff. Yeah, like you just like keep going through,
well,
like into the
posted in like 2 months.
Yeah. Like, once you start getting into like the deep Instagram of like dog things and you start seeing like
people who definitely take it a level,
it gets kind of weird.
Past.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like once, like, I feel like
the ones
cute
where they talk
when they talk in the first person, it's like,
okay,
it's,
well,
crazy.
Listen. Okay, here's my opinion.
Yeah.
I think it's cuter when they talk in first person. Like, there's a picture of my dog like just sitting in the grass and my mom like captioned it, "Master of my domain."
That's
like,
cute.
Okay, no, that's funny though.
Yeah.
But like, when you're like,
it's what it's
like. When you're a person being like, "Today I pooped today and it was
okay,
great
no,
and I went on a walk."
Or like,
I've
no. It's like when they talk and they spell with like poor spelling,
oh,
and like,
that's
like
weird.
And then capitalize like random letters like, as if
the dog
was typing it on the,
like,
phone with their own paws.
You're a human. One time they should just like put
my
like jumble
took
stuff.
Took out me today.
Yeah.
So there's a picture of my dog sitting in my mom's office because she just like it was like bring your like dog to work day, and she captioned it, "Back from vacation and hard at work. Woof woof. Hashtag doggy."
That's cute though. That's
like,
cute.
Like, no,
woof,
that's
woof
not
is cute.
Bad. That's
you're
not
saying,
bad.
Like,
but
like
bad,
like Scooby Doo, like,
yeah,
rut-row.
Yeah,
like,
no,
bad
like
spelling.
It's literally like it's Instagrams where they actually like spell poorly and like miss and like capitalize random letters and random words.
Like they're trying to be like a dog too much.
As if it is a paw typing the message. And it's all in, like, dumb first-person language,
yeah,
as if the dog
okay,
was thinking
honestly,
it themselves.
I am not
like, imagine
that, like,
Doug writing an
yeah.
Doug from Up writing an
yeah.
Instagram caption. That's what it is every single time.
Okay, a little demeaning to dogs. Like, dogs are smart.
Poor dog, man.
Yeah.
I know,
Addie,
right?
You had a story about your dog. You said your dog was smart, didn't you?
Wait, did I not tell that on air?
Did you?
Oh, you did? Just kidding.
Yeah.
Oh,
I was like, what?
That's
crazy.
If my dog was typing, it'd be fine.
Yeah.
No. We're not dumb dogs out there. So yeah. My mom has to do the typing for Murphy.
All right. That's do you guys have any song requests for the last couple songs?
Backstreet Boys.
That's good.
Boys.
I think that's a good ending
yeah,
song, too.
It's fine.
Yeah. Backstreet Boys is always good.
I want it that way.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Of course. Of course.
Okay. I'm just going to put that one up next.
Sounds good.
All right. Backstreet Boys, I Want It That Way is coming on now.
Yeah. You are my fire, the one desire, believe. When I say I want it that way, but we are two worlds apart, can't reach to your heart when you
from the way that it used to be.
Yeah, no matter the distance, I want you to know that deep down inside of me,
you are my fire, the one desire. You are.
Medford, that was Crazy by Gnarls Barkley, a classic. And finishing up the show, we're playing a live Empire of the Sun. And just, I wanted to say thank you to Eric and Chloe for coming on. You guys were great.
Thank you, Addy.
This is Addy on Soul Searching for the Soulless, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.